So in this week's parasha, Paz Vayetze, the Torah tells us that after Yaakov Avinu married Leah, and he wanted to go and marry Rachel, he says, Laban tells him, Malesh Shavua Zois, wait this week, and then you can go ahead and marry Leah, and marry Rachel. The Yerushalmi learns from here, and what is the Torah teaching me, Malesh Shavua Zois? So from here you learn that Ein Me'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. It says in Yerushalmi, Shein Me'arvim Simcha B'Simcha. How do we know that? So he says, Malesh Shavua Zois, what the Yerushalmi brings, one of the Shitas, how do you know that Ein Me'arvim Simcha B'Simcha? You learn it from Malesh Shavua Zois. The Babli, on the other hand,
where did he learn it from?
What?
Where did Lavan learn it from?
So sometimes the Torah teaches us something, even though he didn't know it. It wasn't the Kibbutz Torah. But that was like the minhag of Mogel. We'll see in a second how the Ramban learns it. The Gemara Moed Katan, when it brings Ein Nois Noshe Amor, not allowed to marry woman in Chol HaMoed, says the Gemara, what's the problem? Says the Gemara, V'Shem Arvim Simcha B'Simcha. One of the answers. The Gemara continues and says, how do you know Ein Arvim Simcha B'Simcha? Says the Gemara, we have a Mokar. What's the Mokar? The Mokar is not the Mokar of the Yerushalmi. It's a different pasuk that we have by Shloim HaMelech. That Shlomo HaMelech did went to do a simcha when he ended Beis HaMikdash, and he did 7 days of simcha Beis HaMikdash, and right after that 7 days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, why didn't he do it together? The Gemara says maybe it's also an extra pasuk, but why do we do it together? The Torah is teaching you that you can do two simchas together. You can't have Sukkot and the simcha Beis HaMikdash at the same time. So then Gemara learns it from Shlomo HaMelech. So the Chur of Bavli brings one pasuk. Actually, the Bavli also brings the pasuk in the Yerushalmi also brings the pasuk of the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi brings another pasuk. It's two pasukim. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus brings the pasuk of the Yerushalmi. He says, "Arafil bechul shamoy de noisin noshik oshibyanu lefi shema ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha." You can't combine two simchas. Shenemar Malesh of Wurzlis. So the Rambam brings the Yerushalmi. So first, what shot that the Rambam brings is the Pasuk of the Yerushalmi, and not the Pasuk of the Bavli. Why are you being the Pasuk of Love and of Arpa? This is special. And the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech as the Bavli brings.
One's Torah and one's not.
But they Bavli doesn't bring it. Usually you pass back the Bavli. Okay, I hear. The Machna asks a question. The Rambam, the same Rambam just before, says, you have to, if someone wants to, a person can marry many women. As we know, Minatayim. Says the Rambam, Yesh lo adam lisa noshim rabbis keechad v'yayim echad. He can marry many women the same day. Hi, but simcha, he needs to divide it. So he needs to go and have a simcha with each one. And therefore, if he married two women the same day, he has to do sheva brachas for one. And when he ends the sheva brachas for one, he does sheva brachas for the other. But to marry, he can marry both in the same day. Ask the Makne, I don't understand. What is the Rambam learning from this week's parasha? This is Parsha, Yaakov married Leah. And when he wanted to marry Rachel, he had to wait a whole week. Why did we have to wait a whole week? Marry Rachel right away, and just do the Sheva Brachas of Rachel after the Sheva Brachas of Leah is ending. Why does the Rambam, the whole Makor, that you're not allowed to do, you know, and marry Simcha, all comes from this week's Parsha. According to the Rambam, there's no problem to marry on the same day, only do the Sheva Brachas in the same time. So Yaakov and Yisrael marry Leah and Rachel that same day. And just wait for the Sheva Brachas next week. Why is he waiting a whole week to marry Rachel?
He's starting Sheva Brachas. He's starting Sheva Brachas, right?
No, that's what I want to get to. So finally, ending with the questions of the Rambam, the Rambam asks two very interesting Lashonis in Hilchos Yom Tov. He says like this, Ein noisim noshim v'lo miyami amoyet. Why not? Kilo shiyo tishtakach simcha sachag b'simcha zesuim. You should not forget about aban moyet. Don't forget about the chag. Then he says, don't make a seudas nesuim, seudas erusim. Kilo shim lo ya'arev simcha ascher z'simcha sachag. Don't mix up the simchas. Why does Rambam change? You're going to forget about it? Or are you going to mix it up? Ma'aseh L'chamishta says, the Chur is steering the Rambam, because we want to see these two explanations are two different pshatim in the Gemara. But for us, we're waiting for the short shiur that we have today, just the language of the Rambam. One, he says, don't forget the Chag. Then he says, don't mix up two sukkahs together. Why did he change? So they explain all that. We'll start with the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer wants to say that the Baal and the Yerushalmi argue. And there's an Afkamina la'alocha. What's an Afkamina? Where does the Yerushalmi learn Eimar Mesivcha Mesimple? From the case of Lavan. But Lavan, that's not a din d'oraisa. Lavan did it in his place in Chora. As the Ramban says in the Pasha right away, the Ramban speaks about it, he says, he brings the Yerushalmi Eimar Mesivcha Simcha. He says, this happened before the Torah. She says, Smach Be'alma Miminagia Kadmoinim Koydim HaTorah. It's not really a minhag. It wasn't really the d'oraisa. But he says the Ramban, "Aval b'gemara shelanu lo do mikan v'dershum v'yash shloim esachak." So the Ramban says, "Well, the pasuk in the Bible is different. It's not from here. Here it's a minhag be'alma. Here we're learning from the d'oraisa. The Tosfos in Morikotum when he says it, he says also when he brings the Gemara, he says, "Ika drashu the Gemara in Bavli v'lo yasmachto." And he says, by the way. It's exactly cost to me. Hi, by who shall we learn from the apostle? So the Ksav Sofer wants to learn from here. It really depends. You, according to Yerushalmi, you're learning it for any minhag that they used to do ever. You can't mix up simchas like by Lovan. That's the Yerushalmi. But the Baal is exactly cost of. It's a Torah. The Torah speaks only of two simchas deraisa. You can't mix up simchas Yom Tov, the simcha beis hamikdash. You learn to the deraisa. So then you can't mix up. But it's a simcha derabanan. You could mix up. So the Ksav Sofer mind of Kamina. So if Kamina will be to do a chasana on Purim, can you do a chasana on Purim? So it's a big machlokes in Achronim. We pass in Halacha that you could do a chasana on Purim, but many Achronim disagree. Says the Ksav Sofer depends on the Bavli Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, that you learn it from a din d'oraisa. So Purim is din derabanan. You can do it. But according to the Yerushalmi, learn from the meaning of Lavan, then you can't do it. That's what Ksav Sofer wants to learn. It's a little difficult to see the Ksav Sofer, especially the Rishonim bring the Bavli and Yerushalmi together. Ramban mentions both. The Tosfos mentions both. So it's come and see that they're arguing, it's a little hard to say. But I want to use this idea of the Ksav Sofer to take it to maybe to a different direction. Maybe the same.
If Shlomo was going to do both at the same time, he would have done nothing for 7 days.
Oh, so the Gemara speaks about it. That's the one thing I think about the Gemara says. Well, you would stop, maybe you would leave something for the end. That's a question of the Gemara. I think maybe you could say the following. If you look at the Baal and Yerushalmi, there's a difference between the two cases. We'll say it this way. You can ask a Chakira. Why are you me'arvim simcha b'simcha? You're not me'arvim simcha b'simcha because you'll be distracted from one simcha and you'll focus on another simcha. Or the pshat is, you can't do two things at once. Because when you're doing two things at once, you never give you enough focus for any one of them. Is the pshat that when you're putting one simcha to the other simcha, you're ruining the first? Or the pshat is, just to do two things together, it doesn't really work. My nefkamina. Well, the nefkamina will be if when the simcha started. According to the first pshat, you can't do simcha b'simcha if you want to start the second simcha after the first simcha already started. You'll be distracted from the first, and you'll focus on the second. But if you start together both simchas, maybe you could do it. But according to the second pshat, you can't do two things at once. Because you're not focused completely on any one of them. So even if you start both of them together, you can't do it. Tosfos in Morikotum, when he says the reason Mahim Simcha Simcha, so tell you why. He says, what's the reason you can't do Simcha Simcha? Because you learn in fame, Eim Oisim Mitzvah Chavirah Chavirah. The same way you can do many mitzvahs together. What's the idea you can't do many mitzvahs together? You're not focused on each one enough. You're not doing enough kavanah for each one. The same way you can't go in and you can't combine all the simchas together because you're not focusing enough on each one. That mashal like a second shot. Maybe you can say that that's the difference between the case of the Bavli and the case of the Yerushalmi. And it's very meduyuk. What is the case of the Yerushalmi? The case of the Yerushalmi is that Lavan, that Yaakov Avinu married Leah. Now, after he married Leah, or he born at 3-4, he wants to go and marry Rachel. He's going right now to stop the first simcha and focus on the second simcha. Maybe not stop the first simcha, maybe distracted from the first simcha, go to the second simcha. That's the case of the Yerushalmi. That's the case of our Pasha. The case of the Bavli, what is it? Shlomo HaMelech finished Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara wants us to do the 7 days that the both simchos will be combined together. It's not that you're going to start Sichas Beis Hamikdash in the middle of Sukkot, but the 7 days of Sukkot will be the 7 days of Sichas Beis Hamikdash. You want to do it together. That's the case of the Bavli. According to the Ksav Sofer, you could go and say that there is enough community between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Not that they're arguing. There's no machlekes. It depends. If it's a distraction, even a minug ba'alma like my love one, even a din derabanan, you can't distract it. But if it's to do it together, you want to do two simchas together, only if it's two simchas deraiso. Like Yom Tov and Mesimini, you can't do it together. But to start maybe a simchas derabanan with a simchas deraiso, maybe yeah, you could do. Maybe that would be a thing. My enough kimina, one of the quick, there's a Rashba that tells us that the first meal, now there's a big discussion in the poskim. Person gets married right before Yom Tov. Can a person make a chazer right before Yom Tov? And the seuda will be on Yom Tov. Rashi says, well, the first seuda of the chasana, that's amish mitzvah, that's part of the chasana, you can't do it. But you could do, what about Sheva Brachas? Says the Rashi, you could do Sheva Brachas doing Yom Tov. If a person got married 3 days before Pesach, he continued to do Sheva Brachas on doing Pesach. What's the difference? So the Magen Avraham says, you have to say that the simcha later is not so great. So you don't have a problem eating out of a simcha of a simcha. According to what we're learning, Efshe, you could say, because that's already a simcha derabbanan. As the Rambam learns, the shiva simya mishteh, takana moishe. So that's, now you're already in the middle of the process. You're not stopping in the middle of the simcha siyantif to do another simcha. So you want to stop a mitzvah derabbanan to do a mitzvah derabbanan, meaning you want to combine them together, you have no problem to do that. To start the simcha in the middle, that you can't do. You can be distracted. That you can't do something. So that will be maybe even in Purim. Purim, there's another discussion, why not? But maybe you can't do chasana in Purim because you have a distraction. But if you start two things together, maybe you could. According to that, the Rambam is meyushavated. First of all, listen to the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam, and the Hittis Yantar says, there's two things. One is, ein noisi noshim amoyed. Don't marry on Yom Tov. Why not? If in the middle of Yom Tov, meaning you already start Yom Tov, now you'll do a chasana, you'll be distracted from the first one. Be focused on the second one. That's what? That's the Yerushalmi. Then he says, Bilvad Shalaya says, Sudas Eirusin, Velo Sudas Nisuin. Not the chasana. Chasana was done before Yom Tov. He doesn't do the Seudah. He doesn't agree with the Rashba. With the time, says why? Don't mix up the simchas. Two different things. One is don't mix up simchas. That's the case of the Bavli. Other thing is don't forget the simcha. That's the case of the Yerushalmi. And actually, you need both of them. That's why the Rambam in Hilchos Yishus goes ahead and brings the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, why he doesn't bring the Bavli? Because they're not arguing. And there he's speaking about going ahead and doing a simcha. He's going to go ahead and start a simcha in the middle. To do in the middle of Yom Tov to start a simcha. He brings the Yerushalmi. That's the case. So don't do a simcha in the middle. But says the Rambam, if you didn't start the simcha, that's the answer you said before. So then you can marry two women the same day and do one shabbat and then another shabbat. So you didn't start the simcha yet. You don't. They're both there about them. So you do shabbat and shabbat. You can marry them both the same day. But Yaakov, you already started. You already start the Simcha of Leah. Now you don't stop to go to Simcha of Rach. Because there's a difference if you stop in the middle to when you start both together. And I want to end with the last Nikuda is what is once with members by Ramay Shapir, someone had the discussion over there. Can you go ahead and do a Siyum on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed? So someone said, what about the Imar of Simcha of Simcha? The Maizah that Chorim speak about it. I think it's a pretty sure, or Chlaner. Speak, what about the simcha, to do a simcha of siyum in the middle of Yom Tov. Eimar v'simcha v'simcha. But according to what we're learning, maybe one could say the following. You could say that a siyum is not a new simcha. Like, you always have to learn Torah. It's a simcha l'gamer shel Torah. While you're doing the continuous learning, you have to do simchas while you get to some stage in the middle.
Simchas Torah?
That's what they're talking about. What about simchas Torah? Is that the Yom Tov itself or not? But a simcha l'gomer shel Torah of a regular siyum, the reason that could be a problem because that echnami, it's a continuous simcha that goes together with the Yom Tov. You want to do that simcha, which is simcha derabanan, that's simcha l'gomer shel Torah. during the time of a Simcha of Yotov, how you can do? Because it's not a new Simcha, not a distraction from the Simcha. It's a continuous Simcha. It's like starting two things together. The only two things there are you can't do, like the Bavli when you have a Simcha based on the Simcha of Yotov. But to have a Simcha, just do another few in the middle that you should not have a problem according to a religion. Say that. That's impressive.